To support the new show, visit britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions. Thank you. Hey there, news listeners. No, indeed, your calendar does not deceive you. It is Friday, and it's time for your Friday edition of the BTN News Show. It is January 28th, 2022. Here comes the best technology news that's been going on, and we'll get you caught up on it right now in about 5 minutes. We're starting off with, well, kind of hacker news. It could be hacker news. And it affects, you're not going to believe this, Linux. And if you're thinking, nah, not my Linux, no, probably your Linux. Apparently, there's a pawn kit flaw. And it seems that every major Linux distro has got it. Yes, this recently discovered pawn kit vulnerability can actually be used to exploit and gain root access to your system. And the security hole, yep, it's pretty much been there for the last 12 years in all major Linux distros. So if you're running Ubuntu, the most popular one, yeah, you're heavily affected. And that also includes derivatives of Ubuntu, you know, like Linux Mint. You know, I could be here forever. This flaw is actually tracked as CVE-2021-4034. And from what we could tell, it's existed since the middle of 2009. Now, even though this sounds really freaking scary, and it should, being the fact that it's been out in the wild for so long, there is a bit of good news. The vulnerability now has been known for a couple of weeks. So distro makers have had some time to come up with patches, and you might have already gotten yours already. Now, if you haven't got the patch yet, particularly for your distro, don't worry, it should be coming. And besides, you can always use the command line to check on and see if it's been installed or not. I don't know about you, but when I think of Squarespace, I think of video subscriptions. And if you're thinking, Kyle, have you lost your mind? That's not what they do. Well, it is what they do now. Now, basically what this is the web host is enabling users to actually upload video directly to their Squarespace site. And then they'll actually sell that as access as a one-off or even a reoccurring subscription basis. Meaning you won't be relying on embedded videos for YouTube or such. These clips will actually be hosted natively on the platform. And according to the company, they've actually built a new native video player that's supposed to have deep integration into the Squarespace platform with sleek playback. Now, of course, with having video on your page, it opens up a lot of opportunities for creators out there. You can put content behind a paywall, even have membership features. Now, according to Squarespace, the content that you upload apparently will not be monitored, in a way. Of course, the material has to be your own material and have to completely agree with their terms of service. Which, if I actually read all of that to you now, we'd be here till next Friday. And finally, Google Assistant. It's really much a love-hate relationship, isn't it? You tell Google, turn on the light, and Google turns on all the damn lights. Tell Google to turn on a fan, and Google tells you that song's not available on Spotify. In fact, you ask Google something specifically, and it's not really what you're looking for, you have to wait until it's done. Well, no more. Yes, now finally, you can get Google Assistant to actually shut up by simply saying, stop. Yeah, that's right. You no longer even have to say the hey, G. Yeah, I don't want to trigger your device right now. Before that, yes, according to Google's official Twitter account, this has already been implemented and should be already installed for your device. So now, finally, we won't have any more struggles of sitting there saying, hey, hey, hey. By simply saying stop now, it will immediately go quiet. Unfortunately, though, that's the only one we get right now. Google hasn't given us any other hint of any other voice command features that will be coming soon. So if your assistant is really annoying you, there's always the option of unplugging it and throwing it out the window. Have you got a story and no one else is listening? We'd love to hear from you. Send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. britishtechnetwork.com. That is where you can support the new show today, because without you, we can't do this show. We'd appreciate your generosity so we can keep this show going, so head to britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions. For literally as little as a price of a cup of coffee once a month, you can do your part in helping keep this show on the air. Find British Tech on our social media places, Facebook, British Tech Network, Twitter at British Tech, and the Slack room with the BTN community at britishtech.slack.com. The new show will be back at your way on Monday, getting you caught up with the best technology news that will go on over the weekend. But until then, have yourself one funky Friday. Have a great weekend. We'll see you Monday. And thank you so much, as always, for listening and supporting this show.